Well, I think I've got it. No, soil bacteria are used to winters. They get less active and require less oxygen to survive. I can lower the hive temperature to 1 degree Celsius, and they will nearly hibernate. This sort of things happens on Earth all the time. You can survive a couple of days this way. If you're wondering how bacteria survive a long period of cold on Earth, the answer is that they don't. Bacteria further underground, where it was warmer, breed upward to replace the dead ones. They still need some oxygen, but not much. I think 1% content will do the trick. That leaves a little in the air for bacteria to breathe, but not enough to maintain the fire, so the hydrogen won't blow up. But that leads to another problem. The potato plants won't like the plan. They don't mind the lack of oxygen, but the cold will kill them, and I will have to put them, well, back them actually, and move them to the rover. They haven't even sprouted yet, so it's not likely that they need light. It was surprisingly annoying to find a way to make the heat stay on when the rover's unoccupied, but I figured it out. After all, I've got nothing but time in here. So that's the plan. First, back the potato plants and bring them to the rover. Make sure it keeps the damn heater on. Then, drop the hive temperature to 1 degree Celsius. Then reduce the oxygen content to 1%. Then, burn off the hydrogen with a battery, some wires, and a tank of O2. Yeah, this all sounds like a great idea with no chance of catastrophic failure. There is sarcasm, by the way. Well, off I go.